Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Friday, July 3rd, 2026. Anthropic launches Claude Sonnet 5 as the agentic workhorse. What it is. Anthropic released Claude Sonnet 5 on July 1st, now the default model across all tiers, free through enterprise, priced at $2 per million input tokens through August 31st, then $3 per million, positioning it as a cost-effective alternative to Opus 4.8 for agent workflows. Why it matters. Early production tests at integration platforms show Sonnet 5 completing multi-step agentic tasks end-to-end, CRM updates and bulk outreach in a single session, making it the most accessible high-capability model yet for enterprise automation at scale. Reality check, nearly as capable as Opus 4.8, is doing a lot of work in that marketing claim. Enterprises running precision-critical workflows should validate against their own benchmarks before defaulting to Sonnet 5 in production. Fable 5 wins. First independent real-work benchmark, but at 6x the cost. What it is, the Center for AI Safety and Scale. AI Labs released Remote Labor Index results showing Fable 5 leading all publicly available models at 16.1% on 240 real-world professional projects spanning 23 domains using a "would a client accept this?" standard rather than academic tasks. Why it matters. This is the first real-work acceptability benchmark to put Fable 5 at the front of the field, a far more grounded signal for enterprise buyers than synthetic evals, and Cursor confirms it also tops Cursor Bench for developer coding tasks. Reality check. Fable 5 costs approximately 6x more per task than Opus 4.8 in real agentic sessions. The ROI math for widespread enterprise deployment remains deeply challenging heading into Q3. AWS deploys 1 billion forward deployed engineering force. What it is, Amazon Web Services announced a $1 billion investment to create a forward deployed engineering organization, embedding thousands of AWS engineers directly inside enterprise customers to co-develop and ship production agentic AI systems in days rather than months. Why it matters. AWS is acknowledging that raw cloud compute and API access are no longer sufficient to win enterprise AI. The real bottleneck is the integration, governance, and deployment complexity that is killing AI pilots before they reach production, and AWS is absorbing that layer directly. Reality check. Embedding engineers solves the deployment gap, but creates new vendor dependency risk. Enterprises should weigh whether AWS engineers building their production AI workflows strengthens or concentrates control within one cloud vendor. Gartner, $234 billion in enterprise SaaS spending at risk from agentic AI. What it is, Gartner released a report estimating that $234 billion, roughly 20% of total enterprise application SaaS spend, is exposed to agentic arbitrage by 2030, as AI agents begin bypassing human users to interact directly with business systems, with 40% of enterprise applications projected to feature task-specific agents by end of 2026. Why it matters. This is the clearest quantification yet of the structural threat agentic AI poses to traditional SaaS licensing models. Enterprise software procurement and vendor strategy must begin accounting for workflows that AI will simply root around. Reality check. Gartner projections on technology displacement timelines have historically skewed optimistic. The 234B figure assumes adoption curves that depend heavily on governance, security, and trust issues the industry has not yet resolved. Meta launches Meta Compute Cloud Business to monetize AI infrastructure. What it is, Meta announced plans to launch a cloud business selling access to its AI computing power and models to outside customers, directly entering the enterprise cloud market against AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, sending its stock up roughly 9% on the news. Why it matters. Meta's $115 to $135 billion 2026 capex and $1.49 trillion market cap give it the financial firepower to subsidize pricing during an aggressive land grab phase, potentially reshaping enterprise AI infrastructure options and pricing pressure across the market. Reality check. Meta has virtually no enterprise cloud track record, reliability, SLAs, compliance certifications, developer tooling, and support infrastructure take years to build. Consumer market credibility does not transfer automatically to enterprise procurement requirements. Google releases ADK 2.0 and GenKit for full-stack agentic apps. So, what it is, Google shipped Agent Development Kit 2.0, bringing a graph-based workflow engine, built-in human-in-the-loop support, and dynamic orchestration across Python, Java, Go, TypeScript, and Kotlin, alongside a GenKit agents framework and a new Cloud Workbench VS Code extension for production agentic workflows. Why it matters. ADK 2.0 and GenKit represent Google's clearest signal that enterprise agentic AI needs managed runtimes and tighter app integration, not just model API access, pushing production-grade agent development into mainstream developer workflows. Reality check. The agentic framework landscape is fragmenting rapidly. LangGraph, CrewAI, OpenAI SDK, Google ADK, and others are all competing. Picking a framework today means betting on which platform consolidates over the next 18 months. Together AI raises $800 million at $8.3 billion valuation for open model infrastructure. What it is, Together AI closed an $800 million Series C at an $8.3 billion valuation to expand its GPU cloud infrastructure for running open-source AI models at scale, securing $500 million of compute commitments, and signaling an IPO trajectory. Why it matters. Investors are now treating open model inference infrastructure as core production infrastructure, not a cost-cutting workaround. The round validates a market thesis that enterprises will run frontier-class open models internally rather than route all workloads through closed model APIs. Reality check. Together, AI's growth is structurally tied to the continued competitiveness of open-source models versus proprietary APIs. If closed models maintain a significant performance lead, the economic case for self-hosted inference weakens. UN releases first international AI governance report ahead of Geneva summit. What it is, the UN Secretary General's Independent International Scientific Panel on AI, a 40-member global body, released its preliminary report warning that rapid AI deployment risks worsening global inequality, with a focus on deceptive AI behavior, information integrity, and the digital divide, ahead of the inaugural Global Dialogue on AI Governance in Geneva. Why it matters. The UN's entry creates a formal, multilateral, scientifically grounded governance track running parallel to the national security-driven AI policy directives seen in the US. Enterprise technology leaders now face the prospect of navigating two fundamentally incompatible regulatory frameworks simultaneously. Reality check. The panel is explicitly providing facts, not prescribing binding policy. Meaningful binding international AI law remains distant, and the Geneva Dialogue is likely to reveal the depth of governance fragmentation rather than resolve it.